Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch in hour number two of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free. So enjoy those on us. We go right into the phone calls to start things out. It's Skywolf in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Skywolf. Skywolf?
Uh-oh.
Georgia? Going once? Skywolf going
twice? Hello,
what's on your mind?
Mr. Eon Pang.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, Mr. Eon.
Can I help you?
Free Talk Live.
What do you got?
Yes, I'm on the air with Free Talk Live. This is Scott Walsh calling from Bethlehem, Georgia.
Okay, Scott.
You were talking about voting. I ran, as you know, as for mayor of Bethlehem, Georgia.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Well, the official results were 35-5. You didn't hear the live replay on my channel and everything else?
I did not. Sorry, missed that.
So there are only 40 votes?
It's all still there. It's all still there. I'll give you a website off the air, whatever.
How many people live in your town, Scott?
Well, that's the point exactly of what you were talking to, and that's why I was hoping you'd educate me a little, because I look to you guys as political heroes and for guidance and advice and whatnot.
Thank you.
35-5.
That means 40 people voted?
It's a very small town.
It must be.
Yes, and it's 40 people voted, and that's me and the guy I was running against, so that's 38.
38 people voted.
And then there's Joyce, the clerk of the city there.
She's already there, so she hardly counts.
And there's 5 city council members, and then that's down to, like, I don't know, 34?
Something like that.
And then there's a couple of city employees, so I'm figuring the actual number of citizens who weren't employed by the city, just to, clarify.
It's about 30.
Under 30, I would say, probably 25 to 30 actual citizens. Now, of those 25 citizens, many of them were police and fire department employees that happened to live within the city limits.
You're
of that number, I would say 25 would bring the number down to easily 15 or 10. The entire election...
What about teachers? Are there any teachers in your area, or is that outside of your town?
No, we have a Bethlehem Elementary School, so you take the teachers out of the equation. That's probably the other 10 people. But I watched the election, more or less, from the Chevron. I filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, various times throughout the day. It ran from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. I was the first person to vote. A police officer voted after me. I came back later in the day. I just basically observed all day long, in and out, as I came and went and conducted my business all day. Mainly a few old ladies and a few old men coming and going at slow rates of speed down the sidewalk.
Well, that's how old ladies and old men are. They don't go very fast. Now, my question here is, this was held at the city clerk's, or the town clerk's office kind of thing?
Yeah, it was held in we have a very palatial recreation / conference / they hold wedding receptions next door in the city banquet room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's next to the city offices at City Hall, which is right there next to the Star of Bethlehem in Bethlehem, Georgia.
I'm wondering if...
That would be hard to find.
I'm wondering how many people wandered into the clerk's office to do some kind of ordinary business, and the lady said, "Hey, would you like to vote today?"
I'm not even sure the office was open, because they were all next door.
I'm just wondering.
The city clerk was the one who took the ballots into the box on paper.
Now, do you think that the outcome is legit, Scott?
I do indeed. I basically sat out the election, and, I just figured in the wisdom of things, it'd be better to let things kind of run their natural course. I didn't put up any campaign signs or anything, but...
Good Lord, you could have gotten a van, and you could have gotten a van and passed out lollipops, and you would have won the election.
I could have stood up at the factory at 6 o'clock because voting didn't end till 7. But the thing is, I'm not unhappy. I want to make that clear.
Oh,
I'm not unhappy with the results of the election, because I figure 4 more years under the good guidance of the former mayor. He's now a city councilman, and the guy who is mayor has been a city councilman for 23 years. So
more
I just kind of, I'm confident that, the city's in good hands for the next 4 years. I'm just thinking my chances 4 years from now are looking pretty darn good.
That's a decent, even considering the small amount of people that voted, 5 people voting for you, considering the fact that everyone else voting was bureaucrats, that's not too shabby.
You, My question for you is that, nonetheless, it was a corrupted election. They printed things in the paper, et cetera, et cetera. And I paid $25.50 for my grand, you know, entrance fee.
Jeez.
And I've been considering going down to City Hall and demanding a refund because of exactly what you were talking about earlier, supporting a government or supporting a corrupt process or corrupt violence with your dollars and votes. Now, do you both vote?
Oh, yeah,
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
There was somebody on the air earlier talking about supporting the position of, oh, we shouldn't be voting. Because somebody should have suggested, and I agree, that there should be something on the ballot called none of the above. Now, we do have a write-in in our process here.
Right. So, a write-in's not exactly the same, even
right.
if you could write somebody in and get that. But if we were to elect none of the above, it seems to me they'd just hold another election until they got somebody.
Dilemma there when I was voting that morning was I had a chance. Of course, I voted for myself, but I was sitting there. I was considering voting for my opponent, but I had the write-in, and I was thinking, you know, I could write in the former mayor, and if enough people even did that, because I knew it was going to be like a low voter turnout,
mm-hmm.
I thought that would be a better outcome, perhaps, than even the outcome we had.
I think in that case, if someone is written in, then they would obviously have to accept that position. I mean, if they won, they'd have to accept it, and there's a chance that they might just turn it down. In which case, what Mark said, they'd probably just hold another election until they finally
indeed,
got to
win.
That is
the process here. They would run another runoff or a special election.
Well, you should be congratulated for throwing your hat into the ring. I don't think you're going to get a refund for
$25. I wish more people would, and I don't think you should bother with the refund. I think it'll just...
Suggest I ask.
No. I don't think you should. I think you'd just be marginalizing yourself.
I should just kind of take it, because I did get, you know, an election, even if it wasn't a perfect election.
Yeah, well, you knew what you were getting into, and that was the filing
fee. I learned so much in the process. It just opened my eyes so much to the whole political world. I could, you know... go on for days.
Well, good. Then you should. Well, we don't have enough time for that. But you should definitely consider running again. I mean, if you're still going to be there in another 4 years, give it another
shot. I'm announcing early now. 4 years from now, the $25.50 will be. You know, another check will be written.
So you've already decided. Then you're going to go for it again.
I'm announcing early today, this date, this very hour, this very minute.
That's great. Well, then that's what you should do is, keep it up, write some letters to the local newspaper. What do you have, like a weekly paper there or something?
I'm going to keep a journal for the next 4 years of all the things I participate in. There's a number of events and special governmental meetings I'm going to attend and various things and write letters to an editor and...
Yeah, that's the way it has to be done. You've got to make a name for yourself in the community. And, Scott, good hearing from you, man. Thank you for the recap and the information. We appreciate the follow-up.
I even promised to attend a council meeting or two between now and the next 4 years. I'm not going to make any hard promises.
Yeah, it's some boring stuff. Good luck with that. Thanks for the call, dude. Thank you. 800-259-9231.
It sure is boring.
I mean, we do know that from my girlfriend, Julia, she ran for city council here in Keene, New Hampshire this year. And she pulled in over 22% of the vote. And she's a first-timer. I mean, she's never been involved in the political process before. She's new to the area, so nobody really knew who she was, whereas she was up against a guy who'd been around and in public prominence for 30 years. So the fact that, you know, she'd only been here a year, nobody really knew her. Obviously she was espousing some very pro-freedom positions.
Yeah.
All of those factors, but she managed to get one out of four votes.
The newspaper, outed her as a Free State Project member, not like it was, any big secret or anything like that. And I think that a lot of people equate that with interloper.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, in 4 years from now, when she's still here and nothing's blown up in town, that they'll probably accept Free State Project members a little more.
Yeah, I think so, too. I thought it laid some real good groundwork, as Scott had laid some groundwork for his next campaign. I don't know if Julia's going to do it again, because she just detested the entire process. It was not pleasant for her. She didn't like all that attention that she got. But nonetheless, I think if she did do it again, it would go even better for her, because they really threw out all they had. I mean, they tossed out all the nasty barbs they possibly could at her, and they don't really have any more ammo to shoot, if you will. They've got nothing left. that they can really bring up to surprise anybody about Julia. So the more you do it, the better your name recognition becomes, and the more likely you'll be able to actually win and hopefully turn your government around and actually reduce the size of it. I think it's possible. We'll find out, though, over time. More is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Attention. This is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Daily, we're warned about E. coli, SARS, bird flu, MRSA, and influenza. Dr. Gregory Poland, Director of Vaccine Research at the Mayo Clinic, said it's absolutely positively going to happen. But did you know there is no plan to combat a major outbreak in this country? Introducing the Hazard Decontamination Kit. The Hazard Kit contains a fog applicator, Tyvek protective suit, gloves, mask, and enough concentrate to make 32 gallons of fogging liquid, and it's so easy to use. Doesn't your family and business deserve the insurance of having your own hazard kit? Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your hazard kit today. Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt says any community that doesn't prepare because they think the federal government will be able to rescue them will be tragically disappointed. Only $269 plus shipping and handling. Isn't your family worth it? Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and get your own weapon of mass protection.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk. Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. So enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the program, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And you have more debt than you can pay. You don't have to file bankruptcy. You can pay pennies on the dollar. And your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's a 100% legal, 100% ethical program that will show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com. So we were just talking about elections and campaigning. Before that, we were talking about participating in the system. You know, is it immoral? Isn't it immoral? Is it something that liberty activists should do? And I think absolutely yes, because it is, first of all, self-defense to try to minimize the amount of damage that government is doing to you by voting. You're voting for somebody who hopefully will make a difference and turn the government around and actually reduce its size. Of course, one could make the argument that we've actually yet to see that happen in the history of government, actually have it reduced in size.
Many rewards for making it bigger for
right.
the people to get into power.
And that is a good argument. I mean, it's certainly a historical one. But, and Wayne, you're right. The people in search of power are really the ones that are running in elections for the most part. I mean, you know, 99% of elections out there, they don't have a real principled, liberty-loving person to vote for. Ron Paul being that, you know, 1% exception, and the handful of libertarian candidates around the country maybe also being the, you know, the 1% exceptions there. For the most part, you're voting for big government politician A versus big government politician B. And if that's the choice, then I will just stay home. You know, unless I have someone to vote for who's clearly on message, on principle, going to reduce the size of government, it's not worth voting. But if that person is in the election, then yeah, absolutely I'm going to turn out and give that guy a shot at possibly getting in there to make a difference.
Right, because public officials have sort of a fiduciary responsibility to use the tax dollars they get from us wisely, and they're not. And they're finding new reasons to expand the use of tax dollars and to keep getting more from you.
Sure. I mean, they have no incentive to conserve.
And whenever you create a big pot of money someplace, the sharks and the vultures circle around, and eventually that pot of money isn't used for what it was originally intended anyway.
Right. You know, when it comes to politics in America, the politicians have created it, have made the positions more and more powerful as time's gone by. And so you've got this position that is money and power, and you expect only the best people to go after that position. It's not like we ever get a huge choice of politicians to pick from. And
right.
What evidence does anyone have that the best people, even people that would be close to the best, even good people, are running for these offices?
None.
I don't see any evidence.
No, certainly not. So I see nothing wrong with liberty-loving people running for office. Even if you don't win, it's still worth the effort because you get free coverage. You get free exposure for your ideas. And as you can see, the Ron Paul campaign, Ron Paul didn't even think it was going to happen like it is. I mean, Ron Paul had no clue about the power of the Internet. I mean, he understood the Internet. He's been on the Internet. He certainly gets it. But he didn't even realize that his message would be so widely accepted and understood by so many Americans. And the fact is, if Ron Paul hadn't thrown his hat into the race today, what would we be? I mean, there'd be nothing worth talking about in the Republicans and Democrats in their campaigns for the primary.
We'd all be yawning.
Yeah, we'd be sitting here waiting for whoever the Libertarian candidate is to show up sometime in 2008. And
we'd have other news stories to talk about, but we sure wouldn't be talking about the presidential race.
There, none of this excitement would be happening. None of these new people that have, you know, so many of these Ron Paul supporters are first-timers. You know, they've been completely alienated by most politicians. They can't stand the Republicans and the Democrats, but they hear something they like from Ron Paul. It's gotten them excited. They've gotten active. They've, on their own, come up with wonderful ideas and campaigns like this Ron Paul blimp, the Ron Paul money bombs. We're gonna be seeing another one of those here in 4 days from now. On the 16th to celebrate the Boston Tea Party. All of these things were created by the activists themselves, and none of this activity, none of it, would be going on if Ron Paul hadn't thrown his hat in the ring. So my point here is that it is worth it to go ahead and run pro-liberty candidates. Because even if you don't win, you're spreading the ideas of liberty. You're leveraging the political process, as corrupt and despicable and disgusting as it generally is, and as dirty and awful as the participants are, they typically are, just awful people. By your entry into that process, it certainly doesn't clean up politics, but it does allow you to leverage the attention that the media organizations give to politicians. Fact, it's just a fact. We saw it happen here in Keene. When Julia was running, we spent $70 on the campaign and received literally thousands of dollars worth of exposure for it. As a result, after the campaign was over, it's been paying dividends. Within 2 weeks, I was asked onto a local radio show here in the area, just because I know, you know, I'm related to Julia. We're a couple.
Campaign manager.
And I was her campaign manager. And, you know, I'm relatively visible as far as I call the station. And I appear on the shows and identify myself. So they asked me to come in and do what? Talk about the Free State Project. Talk about this movement of liberty activists that's moved here to New Hampshire in order to get active and help spread the ideas of liberty. And I was told that it was because of Julia's candidacy that I was asked in to come on that radio show. So had she not gone and run for that office, I probably never would have been able to spend 2 hours on the air talking about the ideas of freedom with people in this area. So again, it just you use this process to spread the message of liberty. It doesn't matter if you win or not. You're winning people. You're winning their hearts and minds whether or not you win the election. Winning the election's just the icing on the cake. That's when you actually have the chance to go in and, you know, reduce the size of government. But if you've helped people discover liberty and uncover the principle of non-initiation of force, that it's a bad idea to force your neighbors to believe as you do and to act as you think they should act, if a political campaign can help people discover that message, that's immensely valuable. That's why I contribute to the Ron Paul campaign. You know, I don't agree with the guy on 100% of the issues, but I can see that, you know, I'm there at 95 or 98%, and I can see that what he's doing is very worthwhile. It's worth my money. He's helping people find liberty, and that's what I have dedicated my life to do, and he's doing it very, very well. So here, have a few $100. No problem.
And I'm thoroughly convinced that he's not in it for the power. I mean, he was urged. He was pushed into where he is by people around him who have been urging him for years to run. So he's the true statesman of all the candidates, and a true statesman looks to the next generation. They don't care about the next election. They do what's the right thing for future generations. And
yeah,
that's what our founding fathers did, and that's what that's his mentality.
Well, you can look at his actions, too. I mean, the actions speak louder than words, and the fact is he votes no. He votes down the big government stuff. And he refuses to take the medical plan. I mean, he wants to cut pay instead of increase pay. And he's serious, and you can prove it.
And he returns a portion of his budget that he didn't spend back to the Treasury every year. Who else does that?
800-259.
I can't imagine any of them do.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you are somebody who thinks that we're just dead wrong, and you think that even running a political campaign is just wrong and you shouldn't do that, I'd love to hear from you, because I've yet to hear anyone answer my challenge to tell me how it is that anything we did with Julia's campaign was in some way unprincipled or in some way supportive of government. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy, your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both for free for you at freetalklive.com. The New Hampshire New Hampshire primary is the first true open primary in the nation. National media will be swarming to cover it. The 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum will finish just 2 days before the polls open. Dr. Ron Paul will be the closing speaker. The majority of New Hampshire residents are undeclared and undecided. The most important presidential election in living memory hangs in the balance. Where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use the code 2008FTL to save 10%. That's 2008FTL. And rumor has it that there are going to be some celebrities showing up to the forum. Actually, I guess we've already talked about who they are. Kane from the WWE, Glenn mm-hmm. Jacobs.
He says he's going to be there the whole time.
He's there as Glenn Jacobs. I'm just using his wrestling name for identification purposes. Anyway, he's going to be hanging out there the entire weekend because he had a little schedule change, so that's pretty cool. He'll be easy to spot. He's going to be probably the tallest man there.
This is his spot.
Yeah. And so, of course, you know Ron Paul's going to be there. Barry Cooper is going to be there as well from the Never Get Busted videos. Our very own Gardner Goldsmith will be in attendance. Jim Babka from Downsize DC. The list just goes on and on of libertarian and liberty-oriented luminaries that are going to be in attendance. And we're really looking forward to it, and we're hoping to see you there as well. So that's, once again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And we're broadcasting live. Did I mention that? 800-259-9231. We go to the phones. Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the amp line. Hey, Gene.
Hey, Gene.
Hello, guys. I want to talk about Ron Paul and proctology. How about that?
Oh, wow.
All right.
I'd like to see how you address this together.
How about that for a turn of events?
Very good. Go ahead, sir.
About Ron Paul, I just wanted to encourage people to donate money on Saturday the 16th. That's when the next big money bomb is. We're shooting for $10 million. This time I think we might be able to make it because last time we got 4.3. We only had, I didn't think we would come anywhere near that. But this time should be bigger, I think. We've got a lot more coverage, and everybody should participate and put in whatever they can. You know,
you can go, if you want to do that, you can go to teaparty07.com, and you can pledge right now to say that you're going to do it on the 16th. But when you actually do it, teaparty07.com gives you, you know, that'll give you more information. I'm sure they'll have updated statistics and info there, but that's the homepage for that effort. I put in my pledge. I plan on contributing at least $100 on that day.
Yep. And proctology. This has really nothing to do with Ron Paul.
All right.
But, I went through my first colonoscopy last week, and it was quite an experience.
I'll bet.
And I've got to thinking about it afterwards because they use something, and more specifically, I want to talk about probithol. Probithol is the drug they use to put you under when you have your colonoscopy done, and it has some very unusual effects. In fact, it's actually a truth serum.
Really?
And, yes, what it does is they put you under, you got an IV in your arm, and they say, okay, all you're going to feel is you might get a little dizzy as you start to go under. So the guy starts, and I get a little dizzy, and I'm out in less than 5 seconds. That's how fast this stuff works.
Mm.
I wake up an hour later, everything's done. But now here's the interesting part. While you're out, that 1 hour, you're not really out. You're not out in the sense that you're unconscious.
You've blacked out.
Yes, you have absolutely no memory of what happened. Of course, you feel no pain during that time.
Right.
I hope it was a female doctor.
Yes, but you are able to roll over when they tell you to roll over. You're able to answer questions.
Incredible.
Actually, if you were to be asked sensitive questions, you would answer them probably pretty honestly.
Interesting.
So this, and of course I'm going conspiracy here, because this is what's available for the common medical practice, or common, it's state of the art for medical field.
Mm-hmm.
So what my speculation is, and of course it's speculation, but you know that anytime you find something that is in common use, there's something being pushed way beyond that in some research facility somewhere.
That's a fair presumption to make, I think.
It's a very fair presumption to make. And so if these drugs are able to make you forget what you're doing and get rid of all lying tendencies and things like that, there have to be, I would presume, that there are drugs out there that can go beyond that and get you to do things that you normally wouldn't do. So that
certainly possible.
Basically, we're going to mind control here. And now, if they have mind control stuff available, this is a presumption. There is no doubt in my mind that there are people in high places that will use this to get things done. And I think that's a pretty safe assumption to make.
So why do you think
the only part that's speculation is whether such drugs actually exist? I think they do.
Now, why do you think they're not using these truth drugs in the case of these waterboarding?
That was going to be my question.
Maybe they are.
And I was going to bring that up. They really don't need to torture anybody because these things are commonly available. Your medical practitioners use them in procedures like this every single day.
Are they just doing it to be sadistic? Is that what it's all about?
It's got to be.
I don't think they get complex answers, is what I'm guessing.
Or it's to terrorize people.
Yes.
I think it's just an issue of terror. You want to scare the crap out of these guys because you hate them. You know, these are the terrorists now. These are the bad guys. So you want to try and make their life as miserable as possible. So you tell them they're going to get tortured and they're going to get pain, and then you follow that up with torture and pain when none of it is necessary. Not one little sliver of pain is necessary when they have drugs like this available.
Interesting, Gene.
It also makes members of the torturer's country afraid of their own government, too.
Yes, and that too. And it makes people afraid to say things. I know people that won't say anything because they're afraid.
It's a great point, Gene. What was the name of the drug again, just for reference?
Probithol. And I know the effects of this personally because I actually know the guy who did the procedure on me. So I know that the information I have is accurate.
Did you ask him to buy you a drink after?
No, he didn't buy me any drink, but he did send a box of candies.
Very nice. Gene, how old are you? Are you in your early 50s?
Mid-50s.
Now, don't they say...
I'm an old fart.
Now, with this colonoscopy stuff, aren't you supposed to start getting that sort of thing done in your 30s?
Yeah, but Gene lives a clean life.
40th birthday.
If you have a history of cancer, which I do, you're supposed to probably start around 50.
And how did it go? How did it go for you, if you don't mind telling us? Are you okay?
Oh, fine. Yeah, okay. I don't have any problems at all.
How often do you have to go? Once a year? Once every other year? 5 years? What is...
I think the next follow-up would be like 5 years later.
And what did it cost, just out of curiosity?
Well, I haven't gotten any bill. Of course, it's going to the insurance, and then...
I see.
Oh, so it's free.
Whatever the insurance doesn't cover, you know, then I would have to cover it. But
I
don't know what that would be. I would assume that you're talking $1,500 to... 2,000, somewhere in there.
Glad to know you're healthy down there, Gene. Thanks for the call. Very interesting, and appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, suburban sex parties. Duncanville, Texas, according to the Associated Press, the most popular address on Cedar Ridge Drive is Jim Trulock's split-level home, which has a group sex room and attracts as many as 100 people to swinger parties featuring naked twister nights.
Oh, dear God.
The festivities could soon be over. In response to neighbors' complaints, the city has outlawed sex clubs in residential areas. Citations have been issued, and search warrants may be next. One of the regular guests at the parties, Don Burton, who's 45, says it's crazy that they want to force their morality down our throats. We're all frustrated. So are those who complain of the noise, traffic, and parking problems that occur in the otherwise quiet, upscale neighborhood every Friday and Saturday when Trulock's home is transformed into... the Cherry Pit. Duncanville, which proclaims itself the perfect blend of family, community, and business, is an unlikely venue for a neighborhood swinger club. The city of 36,000 is just southwest of Dallas and has about 50 places of worship and not a single registered sexually oriented business. Duncanville officials insist they're not just another prudish Texas town giving the boot to spouse swappers. They say it all boils down to a matter of law. Trulock is operating a business featuring live sex acts. We'll find out more about this controversy here in moments and talk to you about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's cold outside, but you're not the only one who's shivering. Slip on your down jacket and hang out a while, because when I come back, I'll tell you how to rescue your car from the cold. I'm Bobby Lycos, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG. If the dropping mercury has your vehicle frozen and your temper boiling, keep your cool by keeping cold. C-O-L-D. C. Before your morning coffee, check your vehicle. Window frost and ice door locks mean more time getting ready to go, so start early. O. Open frozen doors by heating with a hairdryer or use de-icer on the lock. L. Lights are important, so brush snow from both front and rear lights. D. Defrost the windows and warm the interior. But after you start the engine, back your vehicle out of the garage. Carbon monoxide fumes could really put a chill on your day. I'm Bobby Lycos. Lycos, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring us anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Ed Wade.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. To see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk. We're actually talking about a story from the Dallas area. Duncanville, Texas, apparently a city of 36,000 just southwest of Dallas, Texas, apparently the situation is there's a home, Jim Trulock's split-level home in the Cedar Ridge area that is attracting people for Naked Twister and other things. Apparently during Friday and Saturday evenings, Trulock's home is transformed into the Cherry Pit. And Duncanville officials are insisting that this is a business. It's a business featuring live sex acts. And as a result, they're looking to put this guy out of business and force him out of this residential neighborhood.
Well, Ian, do they have any proof that any money has transacted?
We'll get into that. Okay. The money comes up here in a moment. But city spokes bureaucrat Tanya Lewis says it's not trying to judge anyone or pass judgment on someone's lifestyle. To support its claim, the city notes that the Cherry Pit accepts money from guests and promotes the parties on its website. We're not about infringing on the rights of the Cherry Pit patrons or owners, said Lewis, but now your right to have fun has infringed on everyone else's, and you have to draw the line. Other cities have wrestled with the same issue. Phoenix, for example, prohibited live sexual performances in 1998, effectively outlawing swinger parties. An appeals court upheld the law in 2003, and Duncanville used it as a blueprint when passing a ban last month. Retiree who Jack Martin, who lives a block behind Trulock's home, says he's concerned the parties will reduce the value of his property. Others are annoyed by the procession of cars that crowd the street on weekend evenings or the flood of strangers who descend on the neighborhood.
I can only imagine.
If you're going to allow if you're going to do that, you should open a business. Go somewhere where it's allowed, said the old man.
Well, I would agree with him on that point, that his neighborhood is being clogged up with these people and that they should be, you know, someplace else as far as commercial area or that kind of thing. But the problem is that he doesn't really believe that. Likely he doesn't believe it. And
who's he?
The old man that said it.
Okay. Wait, you're saying he doesn't believe?
He doesn't really believe that. What he in fact believes is that if they did get the opportunity to get a commercial license someplace, is, you know, he'd just vote to make sure that they didn't get it. He doesn't
probably
want that. He's making a good point, which is I don't think they should be in the residential area, parking in front of people's houses, clogging up roads and that kind of thing. And
well,
this could be easily taken care of with a ordinance on parking in a neighborhood as opposed to, you know, anything else.
Well, it doesn't seem to me to be an issue that requires another ordinance or another law. It seems to me to be a private property rights issue. If somebody's parking in front of my home, I understand that there's a certain easement that's supposedly government property, and so people are supposed to be allowed to park there. But shouldn't I be able to, as the private property owner, say, sorry, you can't park here. This is my little strip of grass. If you want to find somewhere else to park, then by all means, but you can't park here. Do homeowners have the ability to control that little strip of grass out in front of their house as far as people parking there?
I don't think effectively.
That's shocking to me and outrageous, and I think that's where the problem comes in. Because if you really did own your property, then you would be able to allow or disallow, or heck, you could even charge for the parking. You could say, hey, you know, Friday and Saturday nights, people come into this neighborhood, I'll let you guys park on my front lawn for, you know, $10 for the evening or something like that.
I'll give you that. That would take care of parking enforcement. I'm fine with that. But, you know,
private property is the solution.
As far as I'm concerned, people shouldn't be, especially parking on the grass in front of my house. And, you know, then where are you at? Some places allow parking on the side of the street, but usually it's not very congested, and people can kind of weave their way in and out of the cars and that kind of thing. It's sort of a traffic calming measure. But when you've got people lined up on both sides of the street, it's only one car in, and only one car can go at a time, and then what happens if somebody's coming down the other way?
Yeah, well, attorneys for Trulock, who's the homeowner here, say the Cherry Pit is nothing more than a private residence where a group of friends get together on weekends to socialize in whatever way they prefer. While guests are encouraged to make voluntary donations to cover the cost of food and refreshments, organizers deny that anyone is being charged admission to his parties. Ed Klein, an attorney for the Cherry Pit, said many guests give no money, but those who do often chip in $10 or $20. Klein says he plans to file a lawsuit next week that will challenge the constitutionality of the ordinance and seek a temporary restraining order against the city. So how do you feel about that one, Mark? I mean, shouldn't you be able to throw a party in your house?
I see that. The problem is that he's just making it very difficult on his neighbors. And I understand that the whole personal property issue, but God, I mean, I would hate to have that neighbor that was throwing a party every Friday and Saturday night that was getting people to come in the neighborhood and, you know, block off the road so that I couldn't pass by.
That's why, Mark, you are, you know, someone who would do great in a deed-restricted neighborhood.
I would.
Where that sort of thing is regulated and that kind of thing.
Or I could just buy a big piece of land and build my house way in the middle of it, and then I don't have to worry about some jackball
doing
that.
Right.
But yeah, I'm just trying to put myself in this scenario. You asked me, I'm telling you. If I could tell people that they couldn't park out in front of my house, then that's fine. That would be a great solution. And I would go around with to my neighbors and I'd say, hey, look, the problem we have with this isn't, as far as I'm concerned, isn't the parties that Jim or whatever's having down the street. It's the type
of
clogging up the streets.
Yeah.
You have the right to tell these people they can't park there. So feel free to exercise that right.
So really, the solution is private property, but nonetheless, it's an interesting issue. New York's law school professor who studies sexuality law says the size of the parties might be a legal obstacle. He says it seems to me when you have that number of people involved, it becomes more like a public event. It seems unlikely that a court would find privacy protection for an event this large. The city's already cited Trulock with three violations, which carry a maximum $2,000 fine. Duncanville city bureaucrat manager pledged to continue continue to enforce the new law. The case against the swinger parties does appeal to a lot of people's sense of morality, said the city spokes bureaucrat. There's been a lot of complaints we've gotten from residents that, I came to Duncanville to have a family. I didn't come here to live next to a sex club.
Well, the solution is to let the guy open a business. You give him a license, you give him a liquor license, you let him have, you know, let him open a business and give him the assurances that the city won't come in and shut him down, and then you don't have to worry about the what's happening to the neighborhood. I'm sure that he'd like to open a business.
Yeah, but then you get this, you've got this attitude from some of these people that are living there that they don't want those sorts of businesses in Duncanville. Again, it's supposed to be a safe place for families.
Those people right there are responsible. It's that attitude right there that's responsible for driving it into the neighborhood in the first place.
It's a great point.
Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for those people that want to control other people's lives, then they wouldn't be running a party where they got voluntary donations or whatever, you know, whatever it is they're saying. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But
well, you can find out by going to the party.
I'm really not interested in getting the plane ticket, and I can tell you that my wife would shoot me.
If you were in town.
So would mine. My wife would shoot me, too. But I agree that the size of this thing is a problem for the guy putting it on. But it also just shows you what happens with sexual repression, even in a community, where it bubbles up somewhere, somehow. And this is how it's bubbling up in that community.
Does anyone have any experience with this kind of stuff? If so, would love to hear from you, and not just necessarily running the party, but attending these sorts of things. I mean, clearly it's a swingers kind of a thing, so I'm sure partner swapping is going on, and obviously we can't get too detailed or graphic or anything like that.
We'll talk about it more off the air.
But it just seems like, I don't know, how safe are these? I mean, how, as far as sexually transmitted diseases?
Oh, I can't imagine that. So that's safe in that area.
I can't either. This seems like a risky thing to be doing. I mean, I support your right to do it. By all means, have a blast. It just, I don't know about that. I mean, are a lot of people using protection? Are they getting tested?
I would hope that they're all using protection.
What are the standards in the swinger community? So of testing and safety and that sort of thing. That's what I'm most curious about.
I don't know. Let me make a few phone calls.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you're offended by this, you want to talk about that or your thoughts on this issue, would love to hear from you or bring up anything. Let's go to the phone lines in the meantime. It's Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
how are you doing today?
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Well, first off, because what you were just talking about with the parties in the parking lot street. Now, this isn't about parties, but in Chicago, I don't live in the city proper, but I'm near the city. But in Chicago, in the city proper, on days like when we have storms like we just had, a lot of people take their lawn furniture and put it in front of their houses where they park. And people have just come to accept that and won't take their parking spots.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a respect thing. This is your parking spot in front of your house. We'll give it to you.
Sure.
So if this guy is honestly complaining about parking, that might be one thing that he'd want to try to explore.
So put something out in the spots that are being taken by people.
Right. Say here, you know, you can't, you know, block office if that's what's... If that's right. What he's worried about.
The problem seems to be that people turn to government for their solutions. They don't think. They don't even try to be creative. I know you had something else. We'll hold you over to hour three. Coming up, you take control. Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
You wear